This week, there's a xylophone in the crib and the dads debate what's the right next move. The dads discuss bad behavior and approaches to punishment and go through the new difficulties of parenting an older child. It's a heavy PSVR week as Wipeout Omega gets support along with a juicy rumor surrounding No Man's Sky. And we check in on Sea of Thieves. The Gaming Dad Victory of the Week award goes to Chuck and how he's managed to balance babies and video games. All this and more on New Dad Gaming. The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 2.5-year-old and a 6-month-old.
And I'm Jeff, I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
The reason I kind of hesitated there is because he's closer to 3 now, which feels significant.
You're going to call it? You're gonna say 3 now?
No, it's still 2 months. But I refuse to do multiple months. Like two and three quarters, does that really do it for anybody? I don't know.
Well, my son's turning 5 in 2 weeks, and I still haven't called it as 4.85.
Yeah, see, because it matters, right? Like a difference between a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old is significant, right? But
yeah, sort of.
Not that you've noticed. Well, I mean, the thing I was going to ask you was, like, so it's terrible twos, so yep, that means it's terrific threes and fabulous fours, today, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Okay. That is, yes.
It's, like, this go is the worst, it, and it's all uphill from here.
Yeah, fantastic fours.
Fantastic fours. Fabulous fives.
Fabulous, yes.
Sinister Six?
No, you don't see.
Super Sixes. There we go. Super
there
Sixes.
There you go. Super Duper Sevens. I don't know.
No, but it's been, ongoing saga. These kids are hilarious and charming, and thank goodness, because they're just driving me nuts. And I sent... Last night, no joke, we were going to record, but everything here at my house just went to pot. And I sent Jeff a photo. Jeff, can you recall what was going on in that photo that I sent to you?
You really need to put the photo up. It was an awesome photo. Okay, so you sent me this photo, and it was of your son in his bed, but not just only his bed. He had his lamp. A book, I believe he was reading a book, a xylophone, and a bunch of toys and stuffies, like encircled around the lamp. Like they were all like listening to him in this like giant coliseum of toys in his bed.
Yeah. And to set the scene, so he had been put to bed, and he was lying down, lights were out, that was great. I'm watching the monitor. And slowly, and he gets up, he gets out of the crib, and he turns on the lamp, which, for reference, yes, he brings the lamp into his bed,
right,
into his crib. Now, for reference, the thing, it's an LED, like, it doesn't get hot, so it's safe. It's not glass or anything.
Right.
He brings the lamp into his bed, and as Jeff said, next thing, it's just a cavalcade of everything else in his room. Toys, a piggy bank. The piggy bank makes it into the bed again.
Yes.
The xylophone. He's playing a xylophone.
The xylophone is the ultimate. Like, you're supposed to be sleeping. You have a xylophone somehow.
And just picture me, like, my face aglow with this monitor. Like, just desperately hoping to go to sleep. And all you hear is like, ta-ring, ting, 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 ting.
You know what's funny? Because we used to have the, did you ever have the baby songs that were like AC/DC, Nirvana, but done in like xylophone for babies?
Oh, like I did not. That sounds...
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking that he's like trying to learn like an AC/DC Back in Black on his xylophone. Just tink, 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 tink.
That'd be truly impressive. And I'll say this, like as a dad, I'm watching it and it's a battle. Like, what am I going to do? Because he's content and he's quiet. You know, this is as much xylophone. Yeah, I'm kind of laughing about it, but ultimately he's not making that much noise. He's quiet and he's content. He's not leaving the room. like Jeff alluded to, he was reading a book. Like, it's kind, it's fine, you know, like it's calm. So I could go in and there's this impulse to like, no, it's time for bed, turn off the lights, sleep.
Yeah.
But if he's not really that, if he's still struggling to get tired and he's not causing any issues, is it not fine to leave it? So it's this battle inside of me of like, do I go in and resolve whatever the heck he's doing, or just kind of let it kind of put itself out? And I'll say, so, I mean, spoiler, I just let it ride.
Okay, I was about to ask what the ending is. Did you just slowly reach for the power button on the monitor and just shut it off and sip?
This is fine. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah, I let it go, and eventually he kind of just cleared a path for himself and laid down and went to sleep.
Oh, well.
And, there you go. And then I snuck in and I removed, you know, 6 houses worth of stuff from his crib, and he had a good night. So when I'm describing that to you, what would have you done?
Because he's almost 3, right? I would have maybe kept the peace if I was super tired that night, but probably had to go in there and remove the stuff.
Okay, so you're saying I'm a bad father.
No. I'm saying you approach it differently, which is fine, because I don't know. Because once you go in there, it's just a whirlwind of crying, and you're taking away the stuff, and you're basically resetting your entire night where he's going to have a fit.
Yeah,
see where it goes from there.
I think the way it strikes me is like, if this is one night,
it's a common, like a thing that happens every night, it's going to be harder to peel that back later.
Yeah, so you got to set the tone. Exactly. Yeah. But it's like one night, he's in a weird kind of mood, but he's not causing trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll let this go for a bit. The other thing, too, is if he's playing xylophone for like 4 hours, okay. Time to have a talk.
And kind of to relate to it, we don't have xylophones in our kids' bedrooms, but they are reading books when they're not supposed to be, which is harder to me to say, it's bedtime now, stop reading. Do you know what I mean? Like stop learning. Stop it.
Stop
learning. You're supposed to be sleeping and not
stop
learning.
Stop with this literacy.
Get out. Exactly. Stop. I'm supposed to be teaching you to read, not yourself.
You know I can't read those big words. Knock it off. Stop making me feel bad about myself.
Yeah, so I can see where you're coming from too, right? Where it's like, I don't know, it's peaceful, and again, maybe he just needs this and then gets over it, and then the next night's fine. I don't know.
Yeah, so I'll say that these next nights, there's been no repeat, so I think it's been, on the whole, pretty good. I mean, another one too, like I'll say, like, so we had his first time out.
His first time out?
Yeah, well, we had a sort of time out where we put him in his room.
Okay.
Except I really didn't like that, because the problem is like I'm punishing him in the place that I want him to be calm and go to sleep in.
Yeah.
I hated that association.
Yes, yes.
I was like, no, I can't have this place be the place of punishment, because then at night when I'm like, all right, let's go to bed, it's like, am I in trouble? No.
Yeah.
Now it's time for sleep.
Totally.
So we did. No, so this is the first timeout. So chair in the corner, you're in timeout. Which, an aside, I can't believe it works. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, why is he sit? Well, why does he sit there? Like, why doesn't he just get out of the chair? Like, I'm telling him to. I'm happy he's obeying, but really, like, what's his motivation to stay in the chair?
I think he will press you on it in the coming months, but yeah, no, enjoy that now, like the total obedience, because he'll get wise to it, and you'll be like,
wait a minute.
I'm kind of in the chair, and he'll be like half sloped off it. Do you know what I mean? Like, he'll start pushing those limits.
Just touching the floor.
Yeah.
I think what's interesting about it is after you've done it, like once you've gone through on your word now carries more weight.
Yeah.
Because afterwards, like we've been able to say, it's like, do you want to go to timeout? Or do this now, or you have to go to, you'll be going to timeout. And he knows, like, you're not kidding around. Like, you're going to follow through and make him do it.
Yeah.
So he thinks about it a little bit.
Well, yeah. And it's, think of the time. Like, I don't know how much time you put him in the corner for, but I think what we went by was a minute for every year of age. So if he's almost 3, it would be almost 3 minutes. And that is forever in kid language. Like, that is like
years.
It's like a summer. They're just like, oh my God, I don't want to do this again.
Yeah, the so big days, big changes. Yourself though, Jeff, how's everything in fatherhood on your side?
Just peachy. I'm peachy over here.
Sensational Sixes coming up and closing off a Fantastic Five.
No, I am getting flashes of teenager with my oldest.
Oh no. Oh, that's the exact opposite.
Yeah, so I am getting, like, we're in a good place with our four-year-old. He listens, he tells us everything, he doesn't lie to us, we can totally tell if he's lying to us. Seven-year-old, he's getting really, really smart and manipulative. And he's starting to call us on our own logic. Like, sometimes you can make up some, you know, out of this world excuse on why they should do something just because you want it done, and he will question it and provide the logic that makes sense. And at that point, you're just like, just do it, right? Which is not a good way to get things done. Like, so he's starting to do that almost with everything that we're telling him. So it's becoming like a constant battle of wits. And with the energy levels slowly sinking at some parts of the day, like getting home from work, it's just, it's tiring. So, but I see flashes of like, oh God, this is going to happen when, you know, he's 13, 14 and can like storm out the door. Like
the resistance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, so, if he's out and about, he has the car. He's
not, God, don't talk cars to him. Driving around. Yeah.
Man, I guess that's kind of well. So, firstly, it's your own fault for letting him read all those books because now they're right. Smart.
Yeah, they were law books too, so he knows exactly.
It was arguments. point of order. What?
Objection. Exactly. Overruled. Yeah.
Well, that could have just been the Ace Attorney games, though. One or the other.
I don't want to get him those games now either. That's just going to build on this. I don't want it to happen.
I don't know. That also rules out Detective Pikachu. Like,
that's true.
The whole series of games you don't want to put him through. But
No.
Jeez, that sounds like because it's kind of like infant, baby, toddler, and like you're transitioning to, what do you call, like, I guess preteen?
I think it's tween. Like, is it tween?
Tweens, preteen.
I don't know.
We sound so lost.
He's just a late kid. He's an older kid, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Kid. But I think you could even just say kid.
Just a kid.
A toddler, kid.
Yeah, no. He's got a head on his shoulders, and he's starting to show those signs where he can talk back in an argument that makes sense, which is hard. Because it's not just stomping their feet. Well, it's, you know, sometimes it is stomping their feet, but most of the time it's not. They're making their argument and it makes sense. And you have to kind of shut that down in a way that makes sense to them. So it's different. It's just a different battle. And then you have to switch gears and deal with the four-year-old, which is a different set of logic. That's easier to us anyway, because we've been through it. You can tell them the Easter Bunny's coming and that's it. So not so much with the seven-year-old.
Yeah, good luck. Well, you're not going to get candy for the Easter Bunny, buddy. I'm 20.
Right. That's right. It still works, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
Depends if you still get chocolate or not. And, like, again, like, how much of a lie you're willing to go through.
Yeah.
But, you know, some fathers have this all figured out, and such fathers might just receive the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week.
Nice. Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Each week, we feature an exceptional gaming dad, and often their kids, who are doing fatherhood and gaming so well. A gaming dad's time is always in short supply, and often he'll enjoy precious time with his little one. But what does he do when he also yearns for some gaming? He rises to the challenge. One controller, one cushion, one baby, and one resourceful father. Gaming Dad Chuck found that the way to balance watching the baby and playing games was to balance the baby while playing games. Resting snugly in a pillow on Chuck's lap, the baby happily sips from its bottle, held aloft by the gaming controller, as the gaming action unfolds in the background on the TV. a classic gaming dad move. He takes it up an extra notch with the baby bottle and provides a shining example for dads looking to enjoy their hobby while enjoying their little one. Be careful though. You can't always trust a pillow. They often lie behind your back. Hats off to this week's Gaming Dad Victory of the Week recipient, Chuck, ensuring that gaming and fatherhood is just a matter of balance. If you would like to be nominated for Gaming Dad Victory of the Week, or know somebody else deserving, please send along the information to us at our website, newdadgaming.com.
And with that, we go to this week's cheat sheet as we run down the highlights of what happened in the world of gaming. It's time to experience PSVR at 600 kilometers per hour. Wipeout Omega Collection launched a free update which puts the entire sci-fi racing game into the VR world. Players are encouraged to take it slow and turn on the game blinders to help with any sickness. There's also a warning not to pull any 180s in the game unless you hit the wall of nausea and want to restart. This is also the first PSVR game to feature level-specific warnings, which if you've ever played any Wipeout track, you can probably guess the ones that you'll have. Scraping the sky in a corkscrew might not bode well for those VR legs. However, reviews are extremely positive, with many online players saying this game should be the new standard for the VR racing experience. And speaking of VR, a quick note that Sony has cut the price of PSVR yet again, at least in the United States and the UK. Another permanent 100 price cut to the Doom and Skyrim bundles are happening this week, and with the aforementioned Wipeout VR launch, now is a great time to plug in. Square Enix has announced a new studio in Japan called Luminous Productions, which is named off the graphics engine used in Final Fantasy XV. This new division will be headed by Final Fantasy XV director Hajime Tabata, along with some of his crew who will work on creating other AAA games as well as other entertainment content. Details are a little bit scarce, but it has been mentioned that the games will be targeting the next generation of gaming consoles. And ahoy, Rare's Sea of Thieves has become Microsoft's fastest-selling new IP of the Xbox One generation. Despite some lukewarm reviews, more than 1 million people played on launch day, and more than 2 million during launch week. Microsoft has been long overdue for a gaming success story, and Sea of Thieves is turning out to be a piece of gaming gold instead of a buried treasure for the company. Rare has also been pretty involved with its gaming audience, consistently pushing out communication on upcoming patches and tweaks to gameplay, which is always good to see from a developer. Cough, Battlefront 2. Once Xbox gamers are done with the sea, though, they can turn their attention to the stars, as No Man's Sky was just announced for the platform. Featuring 4K and HDR upgrades, Hello Games has announced the game will be available this summer, along with a promised big brand new free update entitled No Man's Sky Next, which will be also available for the PS4 and PC. We can only hope that a VR version is in the works, but we'll have to see what Sean Murray and Hello Games comes out with next. On the gaming front, freebies for April were also announced for each console. PS Plus for April was featuring Mad Max and Trackmania Turbo, which does have a VR portion, and for the PS3, In Space We Brawl and Toy Home. You can also get Qbert Rebooted for PS3 and PS4, if you so choose. Xbox Games with the Gold was also announced. The first half of the month, The Witness and Disney Pixar's Cars 2 round out that part of the month, with the later half featuring Assassin's Creed and Dead Space 2, which is a great game, by the way. Notable releases, though, for this week, Far Cry 5, Batman Enemy Within, Episode 5, MLB The Show, and Outlast 2 for the Switch. But that's all for the gaming cheat sheet for this week. Catch a nap and tune in next time for another update.
Man, so much to unpack there. Just like,
yeah.
So get to the, what's always going to excite me the most, we'll save for last. The, but Omega Pack, like that, or Wipeout Omega, that's awesome. Did you enjoy, did you own that game already?
I've owned Wipeout on PS3. I never got the PS4 version, but the Wipeout, I forget what the original was called, 2047 or something like that, and then Fury was the expansion, but I never got for PS4, and then with this PSVR patch, I'm like, oh man, it was on sale last week, I should have caught it.
Yeah, plus the, more than that would be, the, what I've been seeing all over online, besides, like you said, just the praise has been through the roof. Like yeah. I'll say the PSVR community is pretty positive on the whole anyways, like they're pretty excited about the platform, but this especially has just been unbelievable. They have been so darn excited about this thing.
Yeah.
And one of the big things that they're posting is they're going to all the used game shops or even like some retailers that just haven't kind of caught wind about the big update, and they're picking up these games for like $10. So I'd say like it might, for yourself, it might be worth a trip to an EB Games to see if they happen to have kind of a copy somewhere in the back for you.
Yeah, I was going to actually go and see if I could nab a physical copy because digital version is a little too rich for my blood right now. Yeah, but like, just seeing the gameplay, and like this is no just like we just ported the game. Like they did work on how to make it a proper experience so that they weren't sending everybody into seizures or barfing everywhere. So the way they've constructed the vehicles and how you sit inside of it, and even just the colors have been subdued a little bit so that it doesn't overload people's eyeballs.
Yeah. It seems like of all the games, I didn't think that'd be possible. Because that game was, at the best of times, just bonkers.
Insanely fast. So I can only imagine, I think the highest speed is like the Phantom class. I can only imagine that in VR going around these loop-de-loops and corkscrews in the air. So
that's like, oh, that's so cool. And I love that kind of support. Like, that's great. Like, it's an older title, but it is a... looks like a damn fun one, and it's the best of all is that they seem to put some real honest work into it.
Yeah,
which is like so exciting. The Sea of Thieves was interesting too, just because it's this weird, lukewarm is a perfect way to put it, because on the one side there are a very vocal, I might want to call it minority given the sales numbers, who are just saying like, oh, there's nothing to do, this is dull, I don't like this, like da 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 da. Meanwhile, there's just a ton of people that seem to be having a lot of fun with the game, like just really enjoying it.
I think if you had friends to play with, that seems to be the divide, is that if you have like an online group of friends that you play with regularly, this game kind of plays to that. But if you're online either by yourself, which is I think nigh on impossible in this game to actually do anything by yourself, or paired up with people that you just don't know and just don't care about working together, you could probably have a pretty rough time on the seas. But it looks neat.
For some choppy waters, yeah.
It looks neat. I will say that Victor Lucas, part of EPN Gaming, he played it with his daughter. So his daughter got to play it. And it's kind of, it's not really violent. Like there's skeletons and sword fights, but there's no blood or anything. And he got his daughter to play. And I think she's 4 or 5. So he said he had a blast with her. But again, I guess if you jump on Soul, you might not be able to get the fun out of it.
I love the great dad pun you snuck in there, too. I was really happy about that.
I'm learning from the best there. Yeah.
Finally has some treasure. Oh, brought a tear to my eye. All right, but the biggest one, though. So No Man's Sky update, awesome. Like the community has just been foaming at the mouth for some sort of indication of what was coming.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. So it's going to be introduced to Xbox. That's fantastic. Great for them. Like a whole new series of buyers. Really exciting to hear that. And sounds like a massive update. The biggest update they've had yet, they said, which given what Atlas was, the last update with the story improvements, game feature improvements, the vehicles, like the thought that now they're also going to, it is bigger than that, is hard to comprehend, is probably a bit of hyperbole, but that's incredible. Like there's that much more content coming in.
Yeah.
So excited to see them still do it.
I'm surprised they were still working on it, to be honest. I thought they kind of, you know, maybe push out a patch with bugs and other fixes to it, but I didn't think new content was being developed for a game that is... it's over a year old, right? 2 years, maybe?
Yeah. In November. What I think did happen was I saw a quote from, what's his name? Sean Murray. Yeah, so I saw a quote from him mentioning that the Atlas Rises update was a massive inflection point for them. So I think that update actually drove a lot of sales of the product. So like that probably, and it kind of sounded like, by the way he... the words he used almost sounded as though they were surprised at how much intake that came from that just update.
Hmm.
So I think like that kind of spurred on like more like no, let's keep going. Like, people, we can still do this. And then, so the thought of jumping into a new platform is fantastic.
Yeah, so, and maybe he has something to kind of, he wants to redeem himself, because I'm sure he had this grandiose vision that he did want to achieve on launch date. And, you know, maybe for whatever financial pressures, or maybe Sony was pushing it out the door, he couldn't deliver on that vision. Mm. And maybe now it's slowly creeping up to where it needs to be until he can kind of call it done. But yeah, like you said, with the Atlas update, even I jumped in just because of that update, and I had a great time just exploring and tripping around worlds and whatever. And I didn't experience the initial launch like trip ups where things weren't working mm-hmm. properly, or it was barren, or repeats of textures and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been fun so far, and the base building in it's awesome, and I'm happy to go back with whatever this update is.
But man, VR, like V.
You see,
VR.
We need to check our expectations, though. I don't know. That's a big update.
Look, I'm telling you, like, it's got to be one of the funniest communities online, as far as like the fever pitch. Like, they were getting so there were some people who were on the Reddit. They were posting a different hand-drawn ship. procedurally generated from their mind every day, and it's terrible drawings, like admittedly terrible drawings.
Okay,
but they're just like, I will post one one procedurally generated shit from my mind every day until I hear it update. Like they, like this community reaches a fever pitch. So of course, anything that comes out of it is needs to be taken with a grain of salt. But they connected some dots. Some pieces came together. One of my favorite things, there was a message that was sent out that just had numbers from No Man's Sky, or from Hello Games. Yeah. And somebody took them and realized, and translated that into Morse code. And what that ended up spelling was Morpheus.
Oh, really?
Morpheus being the code name for PlayStation VR before it came out. And it's like, it's like, all right.
He can't. Okay, so that was from Sean Murray, like that was from Hello Games, like that.
Hello, I'm gonna be cautious here, because it was like from. I'm trying to think about actually. Does Morse code translate into numbers?
I don't think it does, but
yeah. So as soon as I said that out loud, that didn't quite make sense.
It was binary.
All I know is that like a message with numbers sent out, and it was Morpheus translated, and it spelled out Morpheus apparently. I don't. They want it so bad. They're trying to like find anything that would possibly support it.
Yeah,
if it's true, that game would just be such a blast for VR.
I would be starting it up right now and jumping in my VR ship, in my VR little base, on a planet that would be the scale again. If the scale in VR is awesome to experience something like that, but what gives me pause is the update will be available for PC as well. Like, it seems like it's a big part of the story, and I don't know if VR is just part of that story. I don't know.
See, what'd be really sad would be if the VR is only for PC.
Oh no.
Right. Because yeah. I will say this, like, it probably would take a lot of computer power to make that happen. And I know, for instance, like with Elite Dangerous, another space sim.
Yeah.
VR is available, fully supported on PC. The game is on PlayStation and not supported.
Yeah.
And they've said the developers have been pretty clear that they'd like to, and they've looked into it, but they're not sure the system can handle it.
Yeah, and it's kind of like there's no loading in it either, right? So there's no break. Like everything is procedurally generated as you go. So to have all that kind of running at 120 frames a second in VR, I don't know. Maybe they can do it. Maybe it's not like it's a texture heavy game. It's
okay. So I do want to like come back around. So this goes pretty deep. So bear with this here.
Are you Googling? You're Googling, aren't you?
Oh, this is Trevor Googles something on the show.
You have to mention it. Trevor Googles.
Trevor Googles on the show. Ba-da-da.
Check his facts. We'll do it.
Trevor's a man of facts. At least from Google. First up, the games community thinks it's found the next Walking Titan site. So Walking Titan was an offline ARG where people, like, this weird site kept up giving small updates, and you could, like, put piece together the facts. People were actually sent physical tapes. It was this whole thing that Hello Games did to help announce, like, the last update. So apparently they think they found somebody else. Based on a code that was translated to an IP address, which supposedly offered a Chinese wearable device that influences a user's dreams. Hold on. So they think they found another site which supposedly offers a Chinese wearable device that influences a user's dreams. It's basically a futuristic VR device. Tellingly, though, images of the company's CEO and founder were found on stock photo websites, suggesting the entire thing is fake.
Oh.
The tech is called Wear, W/ARE.
Okay.
So we are type of thing.
Yeah.
As a VR, but the logo is actually resembles VRE too. That might seem like enough to go on by itself, but Hello Games founder Sean Murray supposedly added his own hints this week. A now-deleted tweet, still shown here, featured an image of his phone with the code 6D6F727068657573 on it. Of course, everybody needed to hear all those numbers. I'm glad I read those out loud.
Maybe they can decipher and write in. Who knows?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, to any of those like human calculators out there, you're welcome. One of his followers claims that this is hex code that translates into Morpheus. Sure enough, we checked it out on a translator site, and yep, that's what works too. And you can see that, so somebody's entered convert hexadecimal to text. And he does, and it comes out as Morpheus. Morpheus, of course, was the code name of the PlayStation VR headset before it was introduced way back in 2014.
See, now, yeah. As you were talking, like, because you mentioned that Atlas was like such a turning point for mm-hmm. their update, like in terms of the game development, if they did put in VR, I think that's a huge new audience to bring in.
Like that type of space sim on the system, like it would be just, it'd be so good. I want it to be real, Jeff. I want it to be real.
I don't keep hope alive, though, you know, Sean Murray says a lot of things that didn't come out completely true. So...
The only thing that hits me is like, with what time do I get to play this?
Oh yeah, well, see, that's a different problem altogether.
It's a whole different fight. I'm just sitting here, I'm yammering on. It's just like, and with all this free time, I can go into space with my virtual reality set.
While your kid is playing xylophone, you can be exploring planets in outer space.
You're just xylophone kid. Go to your go to play your me a song. Needs to go to space. not sure that works that way. Oh, but I think that's a great... I think with that point, we'll wrap it up. Thanks, everyone, for going down the rabbit hole with us. this whole show might just turn into No Man's Sky and VR if that actually does come out.
Conspiracy
VR
theory.
No Man's Sky weekly. With kids.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to get a hold of us, either with a show idea, suggestions, or anything else, you can find us at our website, newdadgaming.com, and also on Facebook. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and any other podcasting service. We would love for a subscription, a rating, and especially a pass along to any other new dad who games. Until next week, my name is Trevor, and I have a 2.5-year-old and a 6-month-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
But just think that it's VR and it's No Man's Sky. Are you catching what I'm throwing here?
I am totally with you. I would remember my first experience, Acid Rain Planet. I would love to experience that in VR and just scream and run for my life in VR.
It's so beautiful. Ow.
It's on my eyes.
Do you know that, like, they said it's coming in summer? You know, summer could technically be like August or September.
You know what? Yes, that's true. Doesn't mean June, time. You mean?
We just never mention it again.
He didn't say what summer either. It could be next year.
Oh, yeah. The incoming summer of 2020. Oh, all right. We'll see you next week.
See ya.